806?
805?
Nothing to report on a closed session.
Can I make sure we're talking about it?
Yes, sir.
No, that's quite all right.
805.
And I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Drive safely, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a good vacation, too.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Old business. What I'll do is try and get with you to discuss my concerns so we can, but send the...
You're talking about old business item one?
Yeah.
That was briefly...
You're waiting on the report from the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Carol's Kitchen, action discussion. I'm not at the point of thinking that we don't need to do anything.
Are we discussing?
Oh.
Huh?
Are we discussing?
Yeah. Do you want to do something for them? Based on...
So last board meeting, the board directed management to inquire with legal to see if the district could do anything, whether it was assist financially, put a flyer in the monthly bills, just to see what the district could do, was allowable by law. Management followed the board's direction. We did contact legal and we asked them, hey, what can we do? They said that, so I have a little email here. They said they suspected that we would not be able to donate our own funds, just the type of district we are, and because Carol's Kitchen's purposes are different than the water district's purposes. They're there as charity, we're here to provide water. So, let's see. He said if they were an organization that was established to engage in water conservation efforts, then that might be slightly different, but because they're not, we can't just donate funds that way. Also, let's see. They said that they don't know that there's necessarily anything that would prohibit the district from sending in a note or postcard or anything in with the bills, but the only downfall to that is if we did it for Carol's Kitchen, we'd pretty much have to do it for anybody that asked, whether or not it was a nonprofit organization or...
Would it have to be a nonprofit organization that was in Cabazon?
But they're not only in Cabazon.
Yeah, that's
but I mean, they're a local community, though. Because we haven't had a slew of nonprofits coming in here asking to take something around Baylor.
No, we have not.
And I don't think we would get that, so.
But it's just the legal's consideration was the precedence. We don't have a bunch of people asking, but I think they're the only ones that have asked within the last 5 years. But legal was saying, well, you might be able to, but if you do it for one organization, you can't pick and choose.
No, you'd have to do it for all. So if we put in something in there about the community, and the Carol's Kitchen does this on Wednesdays and Thursdays or whatever days they do it, and then say friends with the library want to put something in for an event that they're holding, and that's what. Anybody who comes and talks to us and says, hey, we'd like to put this in the mailer, I'd kind of be okay with that, as long as it's not going to increase postage dramatically. If it's out in the community, that's the community.
It will increase printing costs and postage a
if
little bit.
If they give us a flyer.
If they give us a flyer, we'd still have to pay to have it stuffed in the envelopes. It's not going to be an exorbitant amount,
but
there will be an amount. As a really cost-conservative measure, if the board didn't want to go that route and take the community's funds and pay for have it inserted in the bills, you could also do flyers. Like if they gave us a few flyers, we can post them at the community center, the post office. We have the you know how they have the public bulletin boards.
Well, why would we post them for them? They could post their own flyers.
They could, but I know we could post it on our bulletin board too. just an option. This is what legal said though, but it's entirely up to the board how we want to proceed.
My thought on this is kind of, I'm okay with them doing it. If you put a stipulation on saying, like, once a year, if you want to have us insert something into our, the printing cost is on them, we'll insert it into our bill, but once a year for our organization, put a limit on that, so it's not every month they're coming to us. But any other, if kids' cures, if it's food drive, something like that, because I know Carol's Kitchen is eating, they might not agree with their politics, but they have helped people in this community. I've gone there for help when I need it. I've gone there for lunch, and I know a lot of people in the community park, so that would kind of be my idea. Anybody who wants to have us put something in there, as long as they supply it, and it's no more than once a year, I'd be okay with that.
Can I make a comment? If you're going to insert something for them, there's a charge there for per piece. If you're going to offer that we're going to insert a flyer, then there is a charge per piece at the Redlands Sorting House.
I don't know how much, but that's not a bad way to charge.
I think it's like a penny and a half, penny and a quarter.
Yeah, it's not substantial.
Because the substantial thing on that bill is always the postage. That's the big
thing. Yeah.
On a free sort and stuffing place.
Well, I'm just advising the board that extra cost.
So if we have 1,000 bills that we're sending out, and then that's what?
$10.
If we're not printing, if we were not printing the flyers, if they came with a stack of flyers and they said, here, can you include this with the bills? This is a very rough estimate. I think it would cost the district about $20 to pay out of pocket to have the mailing house.
Is that any charge for folks too?
Yes. To have them stuff.
We could say that. Can we pre-fold it? Can we have them fold it?
Well, the other thing is, no, they use a folding machine. They put them in and just
go
fold them. But the thing is if they bring them in here, then they got to be taken to Redlands. Who takes them to Redlands?
We would have to have a day by the time that we take them to Redlands.
Yeah, we take the bills from Redlands.
If they don't make it by that date, it goes in next month.
Mm. Oh, you take the bills and everything in Redlands already?
Yeah, we transport the bills and the envelopes and everything in Redlands. So that wouldn't be an extra cost. It'd just be there for voting and insurance.
I like that once a year only, the maximum.
You put a cap on it, so it's
not
flooding or anything.
Yeah,
exactly. But no, Fred, let's have them fold it. What else do we have? We've got kids' cures, we've got food drives, we've got different things for people in our community.
So we need a motion for something or what?
Yeah.
Sarah, what's your motion?
Okay. I make a motion that we allow any nonprofits, any 501c3s, if they would like to have something included in our mailer one time per year. That we could, if it was
pre,
so we don't want to pre-fold it, or we could put.
I think there's certain dimensions that fits our envelopes.
Yeah, so it would have to fit within the certain dimensions, whatever they want to put in there.
They put it in together, mm-hmm. and they fold it. So our bill, anything that we want to insert, and your flyers have to be flat, and then it goes through the machine.
Well, if it was a certain size where it wasn't flat, and we gave them certain dimensions, that it has to be this dimension, which might make it easier for people that get friends with that. Somebody else wanted to do it, you just cut a paper in three. You get three flyers out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So then would they charge us still for folding that piece of paper if it was cut to one dimension?
Well, I think it would just be for stuffing.
Stuffing, right? Yeah. That would take something that dimension right there.
And that's the water bowl, right? Yeah, it's 8.5 by 11. But would they do is they put, let's say there's three, and let's say there's two, the nonprofit and our bill, it has to come out flat, and then they feed it into the folding machine together. But if it was only this dimension, or smaller, like a quarter inch smaller, probably around. But it would be a bell stuffing. You need to choose.
Would the board like me to check find out the exact cost amount, and then I can verify with legal too to make sure that.
And then can we table it and until she gets more information in that respect?
Absolutely.
Okay.
On a side note, but since it's concerning this, right now you're transporting paper bills and envelopes to the sorting facility.
Right, that's correct.
To the post office or to a small company that does
printing company?
Who does the sorting and stuffing?
The Redlands Sorting House.
The post office themselves?
No, Redlands is a private entity.
Okay. And
it's called Pre-Sort.
Pre-Sort?
Okay, so that's all they do? They don't do printing and...
No.
They do that
in
the post
office. I understand. I know. It's just trying to figure out that... Was somebody hand delivering this stuff to them?
Yes, is it me or one of the water operators?
So we're spending a minimum of one labor hour plus a vehicle to deliver this stuff to Redlands.
Correct.
Is there a place in Dan?
Well, no. The 1 hour actually is an hour and a half by the time they get there, drop it off, and come back. Mm. Why aren't we just shipping it to UPS or FedEx so it's getting there the next day?
Probably cost you. Generally, most of the time, when I'm leaving the office and on my way home, instead of taking the 10 and then to the 210, I'll just take the 10 and then fly it off the freeway, off of California and the 10, and I'll drop
it. You understand where I'm coming from. It's just...
The history behind that, I don't know if y'all filled you in, but many, many, many years ago, this back when we were at the old fruit stand, we used to take it to the post office, and we had it stamped and inserted, and we were complaining because Thursday would be our day, and the personnel that was there alone said, hey, I have this sorting house, and they used to get in arguments with Debbie Carney, the old admin. They used to scream and yell at her, and then it got on my case about, why do you have to mail it on Thursday? I said, it's because it's a matter of time, or people, we read the meters late, and people are getting this other tier. And that's when she said, well, I'm here by myself.
It's not my problem.
So she handed me, a month later, she handed me the Redlands sorting house. She goes, go talk to me. They got to do the same thing. She said she has to sort it and then send it to Redlands, to the distribution center, and then have it brought back to Amazon. So she said they do the same thing.
But that's what the post office is supposed to do.
But that's the history behind that.
Okay,
right.
So, David, would you look into that, please? Is it cost savings? Yes, I understand on the way home, but. If he's sending a guy from here, there, and back that's doing two things, he's taking this person out of this loop while doing repairs, and if we have a major issue, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Next item. The Sigma.
On July 1st, there was a conference call to discuss the issue brought by Provost and Pritchard, which is a consultant that's reported collectively by all the water providers during the past year to conduct a study on the groundwater model. Three firms was interviewed on May 29th. The lead agency was the San Antonio Pass Water Agency. Bob Krieger and our assistant general manager was attending that interview. I had a doctor's appointment. During the conference call, there were five issues that were discussed and resolved collectively amongst all the water districts and water providers in the past. One was project administration and management, a Second item was develop a data management system. Number three was prepare a groundwater sustainability plan. Chapters, is that one not working?
No.
Thanks, Charlie.
What was the last thing that you heard? Okay, let me go through it. One was project administration management. Number two, develop a data management system. Three, prepare a groundwater sustainability plan chapters. Four was financing plan. And five was final groundwater sustainability plan. And these, like I said, these issues all have been collectively resolved. And our next step is P&P will visit each water district to get a feel, that is to get to know the personnel and the community. And that is, General Manager Jeff Davis will email me and set up a schedule for this group to come visit Cabazon Water District.
Questions, comments? Next item is new business. Cost limit of Sacramento trips. Establish a limitation on the number of trips to reduce annual cost. By Davis and Wardo. Sounds like a law. Okay.
So I think that the underlying point of this was to kind of put a cap on how many trips we take up to Sacramento for the dam, right? I know it doesn't seem like there's going to be, having no notice on these trips is going to be a recurring thing. There's going to be, hey, do you want to go to Sacramento on Tuesday? Let's go. And that's just the nature of the beast. We can't get ahead of that. But do we, right now, how many have we done just this year?
Three.
I
went to two of them.
Three?
I went to two. And Maxine went to two.
I went to two, but there's been three, because I missed one.
So it's three trips, and if we're going to send Calvin and two directors, then we're going to rack up. What do we want to say, like, our travel budget should be for this? Do we want to put a cap on travel for going up to Sacramento with them? Since we didn't join in with their with that organization at the high level, we jumped into the lower level to cover cost of, so it was what, $500 a month? $500 a year?
It was $2,500 for a year.
$2,500 a year instead of $10,000 to be on their directing board, right? So we opted for the lower one of that. How much is a trip for three people at Sacramento?
I don't have the numbers right now. I can look them up. I want to say if they're flying and they're getting a hotel room, at least a few hundred. At least 300, and that's being super conservative.
300
like,
per person?
Like 300 per person. That's if they got
I think it'd be much higher than that because you got gas to the airport. Gas back from the airport. You got parking at the airport.
That's being cheap. Yeah. Like if
I don't think you can get up there and get a room for 300 for one person.
I'd have to look though. I think I only saw one.
Probably five. But we ain't flying no more.
So I don't know, but
actually,
me and Maxine decided not to buy one.
And on a day's notice, you're not going to get a plane.
No.
On a day's note, because these are all been
if
on
it was planned
notice.
Out.
Yeah.
But.
Well, me and Maxine were talking about it, and renting a car and driving up there would be way cheaper.
Renting a car, yes.
Yeah.
Because you're not paying out for mileage. Mm-hmm. That's still an 8-hour drive?
Huh? Yeah. Sacramento,
drive one way,
about.
Drive
yeah.
I have a problem with driving up there.
Okay.
You are driving up there on district business, okay? You're not flying an airplane, it crashes, the liability to the district is minimal. You're driving and you crash and you take out somebody or a family, the district is liable for a lot more.
Are they? You think so? Would they be?
Yeah, it's because you're driving up. The whole intent of your going up there is to do district business.
Uh-huh.
And it's an implied that you're on district business. So you are, quote unquote, representing the district. Now, if you happen to be up there and went over to the meeting, that's another story. But you are with the intent. Is that?
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, because the people's lawyer would,
yes,
would try whatever they could.
Right. And, well, I wouldn't want to spend all 8 hours in a car with you and Maxine. That would drive me nuts.
You would be allowed to.
That's a good point.
It would be allowed to.
Anyway, so you want to set a cap on.
And you want to set a cap on travel arrangements. That includes food, lodging.
What do you have a ballpark figure off the top of your head what it cost me and Maxine when we went?
I don't have a good one, to be honest with you. I can go look really quick if you guys want to.
Probably close to $1,000.
It probably.
$1,000.
But I can go look if you'd like me to.
So what do you want to say?
Yeah. That was just for.
You want to
put that? That's the
number.
If the board would like to move to one of the other items, discussion action items, I can pull up some figures really quick if you'd like me to.
That's fine, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to pull up some figures.
I'm gonna round up, but I'll give you some general figures.
Now that's for everybody associated with the district.
Correct, going up to Sacramento. Does the board know, Alan, do you know when the dates were roughly when you went up? It was March and when?
Remember the 11 o'clock
day?
1 o'clock in the morning. Jerry Springer.
All of these need you to be here.
I think the computer service, Calvin had a.
I think I can talk to the number 4. That's going to actually lead into when she comes back.
I think Calvin can take care of 3. I'm the support, you guys. I'm not the leader here.
You are the assistant?
I'm the assistant, but yeah, I'm not the leader. Computer services, I think Calvin and Director Wargo have a pretty good handle on that. Lobby Day delegation, I think Calvin and Director Wargo also have a good handle on that. And then definitely I'm going to need to be here for the last one. But. Okay. It shouldn't take me that long.
Okay, well, can we move to number 4 then, and I can talk to you guys about it?
Number 4?
Yeah. Or do we want
to? All right, go.
Okay, so from Finance and Audit Committee, from one of the trips, the most recent trip up to Sacramento, Calvin went, Director Israel went, and Diana Morris went with Director Israel so she wouldn't have to drive alone. While they were up there, Diana paid for all her stuff and she stayed in the room with Maxine. I don't have a problem with that. At the end of the trip, Calvin took them both out to dinner.
Took what?
Took Diana and Maxine out to dinner. And the bill was $174. Had it just been for Maxine and Calvin, I could have understood that. It was for Diana. Diana did speak on behalf of the district while she was up there. However, it was not an open invitation to everybody in the district to go up there to speak to senators on his behalf. So I don't know if it's just I have a bias towards Diana, that, you know, I like her, it's a good bias. So I don't feel comfortable signing the reimbursement check. I think I've seen Calvin sign in petty cash this week, and you guys probably, you signed it today for petty cash. I've seen him feed the whole district, everybody here for $27, and twice this month on petty cash. You know, bought pizza for everybody for $27, no problem, that's fine. And then bought In-N-Out for everybody for $35. So 3 people up there, $174. No alcohol was bought. Calvin did give me information about his per diem, which is $66 a day. I understand, it's not that big of a bill.
So, let me throw this in. I understand your concern, and I'm going to throw a past practice. Christmas party. Vendor appreciation, blah, 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 blah. Public was invited and fed.
Here?
When it was held up
back
at
in the days?
Highland Springs.
Yeah, okay.
Resort. In other words, the public was allowed to come and they were fed. Is that any different? The public, it was an open invitation, the public could have gone up there and they were fed while they were up north.
This was not a public invitation to the public. This was...
The public could have gone to
the... The public had no way of knowing they could have gone up there, excuse me. All I'm saying is I don't feel comfortable signing the check. My friends already signed the check. If anybody else would like to sign the check.
Too much money for them. And did Calvin speak? Did he testify in front of the Senate?
I wasn't there.
I don't know if Calvin spoke at this. No, Calvin did go up and speak at this one. Yeah, absolutely.
He wouldn't have spoke at that. It would have been the lobbyists, but they went up there as a district support.
She did go up there as district support, and she did sign it. So that's the only reason where I'm saying...
It's applicable to this particular discussion.
Yeah.
Would you aware there's another item on the agenda?
Yeah, so I was just... Yeah, this was a memo he gave to me, so that's why...
Did you speak when you went up there to Sacramento?
Did I speak?
Did you speak?
Yes.
Okay.
And Diana did speak on behalf of the district. Right, she went up there and she talked to the senators. Yeah, and she did a damn good job, too, from what I heard. And what I was saying was, my conflict with this is I have a bias towards Diana.
Let's go when we get to that item.
What?
Let's go when we get to that one item.
We did bump down to that item while Ellie was out there.
Oh, okay.
Fixing that, yeah.
But if you look at the per diem, I reckon that the board does have a say in reducing the per diem, but what we go by is a current IRS schedule, and in Sacramento it is $66 for meals per day, and lodging is up to or less $135 per night for lodging.
If you go anywhere, not just Sacramento.
Yeah, well, this is, in this that we're looking at, it specifically says Sacramento. Well, no, Alex kind of gave us the numbers for that.
And there's one that I like to suggest to the board that is when Ellie gets back, there's nobody here keeping the minutes, you guys refresh their refresher on what you're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no, she was the one that said move on to a different one. Why she did the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to, for the record, she's going to keep the minutes.
She's the best.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. No. This is for her things, but it's a customer. pretty cool. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He's got a few. He's got one of the cuts. Oh, yeah. It's basically the same. It's all the sites. It's shit to the show.
Do you
want
to fly out, say, Friday? It's $397.
I'm going to ask you if you flew out Sacramento today.
Huh?
I can ask you if you flew out Sacramento today.
Well, I'm trying 9 days in this on. By booking it right now, you're spending $400.
Mm-hmm. So
is that round trip?
That's round trip, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason the 400 is because it's for a Friday night. But I that's the worst case scenario. Okay. So you're looking at that in the room, $174, is what it said?
$135 is what you're reimbursed.
Maximum.
$174 for the director's room.
So we're back to 2,000.
Plus meals, director's fees.
Do they get director's fees when you go out there?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For two, if you go out there for an overnight, you get director's fees for 2 days?
No, just one.
What?
Just one.
So that'd be $200.
Okay,
did
so,
I miss anything?
Okay, back to the item we're on.
Which item are you on?
There's no action need to be taken on this. I'll sign the check.
And that's what I just had a personal bias. Yeah.
I understand your concern. You're being a...
You put me on the committee. Yeah, put me on the committee for a reason.
Yeah.
That's all right. I understand why you did it.
I'm just walking in. You guys are talking about discussion item number 4, old new business?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, it's just discussion, I'll take care of that.
So no action?
Right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And then it's being...
We discussed it.
Okay.
Now, back to cost of limiting trips. You came up with an approximate number, and we came up with probably about $700 per person.
Okay, so for discussion, new business, discussion action item number 2.
Yes,
so rough estimates, I might be missing a couple things here and there, but I think I got it all. In February, it looked like Director Israel, Director Davis, and Calvin attended.
Me and Maxine flew.
Mm-hmm, correct, and he met you up there, and... For the SB 200 and AB 132,
34. Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was about $1,800 for all of them.
For all three of us?
For all three of you.
Does that include director's fees, car rental?
Not uh-huh. director's fees, but it included like gas. It included meals, mileage, hotel expenses, gas. I think in the flights. So I had it at 1,800.
But if you add 200 for director's fees,
then it'll be $2,000.
So those are easier numbers for
$2,000 a trip.
So
in June, looks like June 16th, there was another Sacramento trip for mileage, hotel, meals, the flight, everything. It was at about $1,250. So $1,000 for two people, $1,250. So $1,300 if you round up.
I mean, that's the one I decided not to go.
Correct. Correct. And then June 28th, just recently, there was a meeting, but it was not in Sacramento. It was in El Monte.
Mm-hmm.
That one was only $93, but that was just for mileage reimbursement.
Did you have to include director fees?
And I'm not including director fees in any of these.
Okay.
So.
But for that one, for the 93, both Alan and Maxine.
So it'll be $300 for that one, and then it would be $1,500 for the June 16th, if you include director fees.
So $750 give or take $700 per person.
I'm talking more about the Sacramento ones, not the driving distance ones. Those I think are a little different.
Okay.
So if we looked at that, and if we said maybe we go once a quarter, or we do up to 4 a year, that makes it, we can just go with the highest one there, that would be around $8,000 in travel fees. Plus the $2,500 that we did in the beginning, that puts us right at that 10, $1,000 mark that we, you know, this is the reason we didn't go with $10,000, so that we could estimate for travel up there. This puts us right about that, but it doesn't get us a vote on their board, but maybe we can talk to Dan about that. I would say put a cap at four, that's one supporter. Four trips a year for two directors.
Max, for two directors.
Yeah.
So do you want to put a number on that also, or 2,500?
Per trip?
Yeah. Or a max per year not to exceed.
That's just for Cal Mutual you're talking about. But
that's just going after when our Dan calls and said, we need to be here.
Yeah, okay.
What are your guys' thoughts on that? $2,000, they all seem to be under $1,000. So it puts cap on it at $8,000. I don't know if that $2,000 is probably going on.
I didn't figure it isn't. That's not going to come back. So three Sacramento trips. $7,500, cap it at $10,000. And
yeah, this last time I went, I drove. I didn't know how much I was going to
sleep. What's that?
I slept at a rest stop on the way home.
With all the day up there.
Yeah, but then from doing that, then you missed the meeting where we were at, where the whole community was up in arms with pitchforks because you were tired from the drive home.
No, it's but okay. So
it's just got the three meetings, $10,000 a year.
Three meetings or four?
Four. I'm sorry.
Either put a number cap on it or a number of trips. I don't think you can do both.
Or we can only do the last one longer. We can only limit it just to two person.
I can't hear you.
I said what you can do. I can suggest a board that's limited to two person, whether it's the director, a general manager, or two directors. That way, you can stretch out the dollars a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Five trips a year.
So, if you put it at a dollar amount, then you can make as many trips as you can.
So, two people and
four
trips or five?
Are we going to do that and a dollar amount?
No.
Just two and four. That's a good
one.
Two and four? Two and five?
No.
I wouldn't say five. Yeah, say two and four.
Two
that's once a quarter, we can vote that.
Well, we can always amend it later.
Yeah, if we need to, or if there's an emergency.
Okay.
Or
two. So make a motion.
So I make a motion that we put a cap on the travel up to Sacramento for Cal Mutuals at.
Can I say something as a suggestion?
Put it closer to you.
One of the other, I know it's an issue with you, if a director brings a guest, you need to set up some parameters on that. Because in the past, if you brought a guest and it costs the district any extra money for, room and board, then that was fine. But the guests had to pay for their own meals or their own meals. And she
did for the most part. My concern with
action item four here, we're in Chicago.
My concern with action item four here was the amount of money spent on one meal. That was my concern with that. If it was less, it probably wouldn't have tripped any triggers in my head. And she did go and speak on that one. So I make a motion that we cap the Sacramento trips for Cal Mutual to four in a fiscal year with a cap of $2,000 per trip. Is that what we're saying? Or just
no,
four?
Two directors.
Four
times a year.
Four
two
times.
Members, mm-hmm. two people.
From the water
district. From the water district. Two representatives from
the
district.
Water.
Two representatives in the water district four times a year.
Okay. And I'd like to make amendment to that if any of the community goes up, that they're on the hook for their wheels and transportation.
I'll second that.
Any visitors pay for their own way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay, I third it.
Oh, just a second.
Aye.
Okay, so I have an amended motion to approve a cap on travel arrangements or on travel to Sacramento in regards to the Cal Mutuals events. And the travel cap will be for 4 trips per fiscal year, and that's to be up to 2 Cabazon Water District representatives. So whether it's a director and a general manager or 2 directors, only 2 people representing the district can go up per trip. Mm-hmm. And then if any community member or anybody else goes up, that person is responsible for their own expenses. Made by Director Link, second by Director Davis.
Yep.
Okay. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is computer service.
I have no idea what
I'm here for. Second amendment? We wanted to look at bids for the computer service. Because the price for computer services went up 3% last year.
Yeah.
It was expensive.
So we're spending about $36,000 a year on computer services. We only have 5 computers in there.
No, we have more than, but.
Yeah. What? It's like under 10 machines in there.
Okay, so did you get any quotes or did someone get any quotes or anything like that?
We don't have quotes. I'm going to turn this to Calvin because he's driving this one.
I like that. There you go.
Where did Dallas come from?
I appreciate Director Sanderson's and Argo's financial concerns. And saving is a virtue, in my opinion, that will benefit this community's water customers in many ways beyond reducing or conserving water usage rates and future adjustment. One particular reason is reaching this community's water district's $1 million reserve. I know that's got to be a priority. Earmark for any catastrophe requiring immediate funding for repairs. I realize at this point is often overshadowed by the amount of the monthly water bill that we present to the community every month. However, there are many factual historical points regarding financial adjustment, especially when it comes to the various contract vendors. In some situations, as the district legal, engineering, and accounting contract services, constant changes due to cost may not be a prudent action for the board to take. In administration and water operation, there are few contract services in which this district is dependent to. For example, water production. Currently, Well 5 electric motor pump has failed. That vendor showed up the same afternoon with a crane and replaced the down water pump because I advised them that Well 1 was currently online. The district's current contract IT services maintains the district's entire network remotely and physically being here. Some of the important programs to this district are water billing, accounting, records keeping, and system control data acquisition, SCADA. In water operation, the SCADA program allows the district's certified water operators to remotely monitor and control the community's entire water production and distribution system. There has been many occasions where timely, remotely intervention by a certified water operator had prevented a disaster, which in turn saves this district money in repair, liability, and reduces staff, legal, and engineering costs. In 2011, Joe Popper III was the proprietor of Computer Gallery, which is one of our old IT services, based out of Palm Springs. The board at that time, again, decided, well, they're a little overpriced, so let's go take bids. So they were outbidded by Huddick Computer out of Beaumont by $200 less a month. The board unanimously awarded Huddick the contract, even though Popper and management warned the board about the hazards of having an off-site backup, an on-site backup. Basically, an off-site backup is a method of backing up data to a remote server, not at the location, or in this case, the former administrative facility, which was formerly the food stand. Data backup protects data loss and physical damage, such as fire, would be one primary reason for an off-site data backup. Huddick was able to accomplish to lowball Popper by eliminating an off-site data backup and putting it in the old food stand. An electric outage eventually occurred. The district lost both its data and backup data because it was on site. So $18,000 later, manually inputting back the customer history and customer information, which is protected by law, and to save $200 a month. Most of the water production history data was also recovered because I did not trust having an on-site backup. So I would take memory sticks and download the water data and water production data. Popper was awarded back this contract, and since then he has joined his company up with Accent Computer Solution, which is our current venue. My final comment is that Action IT technicians are on call 24/7 a day, and as I and other water operators are with this community's water system, remotely monitoring this community's water system. There has been incidents where I have lost remote connectivity with the SCADA, and a few times were critical situations which currently, such as the district's well one being down and the Edison's public safety power shut off. I stay up to like 3-4 in the morning monitoring remotely the tank levels to ensure that we meet the next day's demand. Many times I have called IT at midnight, 3 in the morning, and by the time I respond to Cabazon, they would have the connectivity problem resolved. So as with the district water rates adjustment and prices are made with the rises in the cost of living. So until management begins to doubt Accent Computer Solution reliability and their cost is beyond reasonable, management recommends to the board to consider not fixing something that's not broken. Kelly, you have anything to say about the on-site?
I know as far as experience goes with the on-site, if these guys are comparing them to Huddick, when we had problems, we had to call Huddick. I liked Huddick. He was a nice guy. I liked his workers, but I know it would take a little while for somebody to respond. Even with Joe Popper, with his business, from what I recall, if we had a computer issue, it would take a couple hours for somebody to respond. But with Accent Computer, I've noticed if it's a lower issue, like, oh, my one document isn't opening correctly, it might take an hour for them to respond. But if there's something more critical, like if I get on the phone, like we had an issue where the projector wasn't working. So I called them right away and I said, hey, I need this now. We're trying to get a PowerPoint presentation for a class. We threw in a ticket earlier, but this it's escalating. And the guy's like, you know what, let me just help you right now. And he was able to take care of it. I know Accent, that's not the only story, but you get the picture. Accent's been pretty good. I think they're worth their weight in gold as far as helping. They've always been able to help me when I've had an issue, and they're like, they're very prompt and on the spot.
You don't think Geek Squad could do that?
I don't think they could. Because I'm kind of the Geek Squad. Before I call an Accent, I try to figure things out. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the guys there. They're really helpful. They're nice. They're very professional. I'm not going to say I call them all the time, because most of the time we don't have issues, which is good. But Accent's also in charge of preventative maintenance. They do all the background stuff. They not only do our, you know, firewall and support, they do our email hosting. They do the off-site, like Calvin will remote in a lot. So they do all of that. If there's a glitch, I know they've helped him with that. They basically do everything computer and internet related, with the exception of the website. That's the one thing they don't do, is the website. That's a different vendor that we pay. Mm-hmm. But Accent does everything else, so.
I mean, if the board decides for us to go elsewhere, we will. We will comply. Let me advise you with another story. Steve used to work for $180 an hour. He's now at $290 because the previous board caused him to resign, and I pretty basically begged him to come back. I said that Steve Anderson used to work at 180
right.
per hour. Now he's back at 290 because the previous board caused him to resign. And after a while, I begged him to come back.
Oh, you mean from the back shooter group?
The best person group?
No, I'm talking. Yeah. You said the previous board. I'm
yeah,
talking
board.
About the back shooter group.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
well,
what
that's
I call.
All right, let's go. Get back online. Okay.
Okay.
Mrs.
So
Wardle, Mrs. Wardle, you stipulated you wanted a competitive bid.
Mm-hmm.
You still want a competitive bid?
When I look at the annual cost, I get it. It's not broken. Don't fix it. I get it. They're quick. They're there. What we're getting, though, as somebody that works in IT, they handle the email. So that meant they set up a web manager, and they set those up one time. And they set it up for 12 people? How many different?
The email account?
Yeah, the email.
Yeah, account. for all the staff and then the directors.
Yeah, so that's
10 to 20,
under 20.
Right?
Yeah.
Under 20 MX directors they set up. There's a few pieces of equipment in here. I get it. We need the data backup. I understand we need that. We're not going to plug it into a microwave at the same point and lose all the radio. But if I'm looking at what they're doing and how often you're calling them for...
$36,000, 48 ratepayer a year.
Exactly. So I'm looking at 42 people's annual bills are spent on IT. And I don't know if we... have the IT infrastructure here to support it. That's what I'm saying. But I'm always like, you know, I look at NPS and I'm like, they're just updating the spreadsheet and we're going to pay them for the grant. So I get that too, but maybe that's just how it works. So I think it's a bit excessive for what they're doing. She's calling into a call center. And, you know, getting help on basic network capabilities. Mm-hmm. That's my
opinion. Okay, well, that's fine. So, what is it you want? You know, you you floated this, you want a bid, a competitive bid on what other services you're charging for the same thing.
Well, let me say this. So the word bid, and maybe I don't know union enough, but when we say the words bid, do we go with, okay, well, these three came back and this one's lowest, so we have to go with the lowest? Is that how that works? Or can we just ask around?
Or do you want a comparative analysis?
I kind of want a comparative analysis of what we're getting.
Okay.
Versus what other companies can do. Because it wouldn't have to be in Hot Springs. You could probably someplace in the Midwest is this where
unlisted services that a company the cost associated with those services. And it does not mean we're gonna say no to them, but at least we'll be comfortable knowing that it's a good buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is not a good buy. I don't think Sarah is either. But just, you know, so we have an informed
decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does the board want like a specific number? For example, I don't want to go and get two other bids, and then that's not enough for the board, but then I don't want to go out and get 20 bids, and it's too much. So, three bids plus Accent. So there's four of them total? Yeah. So three other separates.
Just three others. They don't need to know you're doing this.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Banning has a much larger IT load than we do, but ask them who they use and get some ideas in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Valley, I don't know what their structure is like in Mission Valley. Just kind of shop at other districts and have the same similar
situation.
Get a comparative market analysis, basically.
Tell them Mission Springs?
Yeah, who did I say?
Mission Valley? They have an in-house. Benny has, by the way, I'm pretty sure has an in-house.
I'll check.
You know, this gives you a
broader... Yeah, I think that idea better than going out to a different company and getting a bid, because you don't know exactly your list of what you ask from them. Is so long and sporadic, you might miss a section that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just briefly, they don't need to know these companies you're going for, who's doing the work for us now.
No.
I don't trust these clowns, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind the board, this is a government agency, okay?
I can't have a right to know.
Okay?
Speak up, Calvin. Speak up.
I said we're a government agency. Oh, I need to turn on my mind.
Something.
We're a government agency, and we're required to be transparent.
Okay.
Can we maybe inquire with maybe Sydney? She works with a lot of lower districts.
I can ask. I know some of the smaller agencies that I've talked to, they were actually asking us about Accent. They wanted to come to Accent. But I can reach out. I can talk to Cindy and I can reach out and ask. Well, I'll find three different vendors and we can compare.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go get formal bids because if we're getting formal bids, then yeah.
So the action to be taken is to get a market analysis, comparative analysis of the situation. There's no need for a vote on this.
Okay. It's the consensus of the board.
Next item, I want to interject. Calvin, since this is part of your budget, please get us a system that is competent and works as far as microphones go. Because this system sucks. So it's in your budget for whatever. Please do something about the system.
Yeah, you see what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
So let's go to
that's a pretty costly thing if you're looking at it overall. We're all here. I can hear you guys.
I can hear you.
You know, yeah, but the public couldn't hear us, and you almost have to sit on top of him because he doesn't project his voice. And you're sitting there. How far away from the mic are you? And I can hear you through the mic.
That's because my mic's like really loud today, except for right now.
But it's always dropping out. It's constantly dropping out. The system is constantly. This is ridiculous. You're supposed to be recording this, right?
I am. It's recording.
But I'll bet you don't hear half of what Calvin says.
Probably not.
Okay. So look. Okay. I'll start from losing my whatever.
Well, let's go home.
Okay, number five.
Item five, discussion, you wanted to set up a standby meeting for the standby tax?
This is actually my, my train to drive. Every year, we, the board should recall, every year, there's an agenda item. In August, usually we have a special meeting in the very first or second week of August to approve the standby charges. These standby charges do not increase or decrease. They've been the same standby charges for years. We just have to reapprove them each year.
Okay.
I'm trying to get ahead of the game because, so this is how it goes. The county, we have to receive an assessor's roll from the county. The county generates that roll and then sends it over to our engineers and us. That list is who we have to mail. That list provides a bunch of contacts, property owners, and we have to mail them notices, postcards, 2 weeks in advance saying this is when we're going to have our special board meeting about approving or not approving these standby charges. So I think it's the Prop 218 requirements. So we haven't heard from the county. We've been pushing the county, hey, do you know when these assessor's rolls will be ready? And their answer every year is, we don't know, we're working on it, but we'll get it to you soon. But I, not only do I have to mail these cards 2 weeks in advance, but I also have to post in the paper. So I'm trying to get a head start and ask the board, what day would work for you so I can get these postcards and this notice in the paper set up? I'm projecting that the week of August 5th through the 8th would be the time that we would have to have that special board meeting. Because the assessor's rolls, they're approved August 10th of every year. So we have to have that special board meeting and that public hearing before August 10th.
Complete by the 8th.
Correct.
You guys decide, I'll come.
So I know everybody's availability is different.
I'm open because I've got my schedule for August already.
Oh, okay.
Not the 7th, that's the first day of school.
Mm-hmm. You said 5th, 8th, 6th?
5, 6th, or 8th, which would be a Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday.
The
6th.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds.
August 6th?
Which is Tuesday.
Tuesday?
No. That's the day before the first day of school. Last year I was at board meeting because the school board was going on strike. I'm not doing that. It's the first day of kindergarten.
The 7th
is the first day of school.
What time do you plan on having this meeting?
It can be whenever the board chooses. Usually we do it at 6 p.m.
But it's only a 5-minute meeting.
Correct.
Sometimes we get public.
So right then the 5th.
How about the 5th?
Which is Monday.
August 5th.
Is that going to, everybody going to start crying now?
What time on the 5th?
Whenever the board chooses. Usually we do 6 p.m.
Good, okay.
Usually we do 6.
Okay. So that's it. The 5th on August 5th.
So Monday, August 5th at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Monday, August 5th, 6 p.m. Assessor.
So I have a question regarding standby. Does Robertson's pay standby?
I want to say they do. And it's, I want to say it's quite a chunk. But there will be a list. There should be a list that's sent out and it shows the amounts.
The reason being is they bought the bailiff property.
The bailiff property is always paid.
I know that, but they are a quarry. Mm-hmm. If they're still getting standby from them, that's fine. But if we're not getting standby, I'm just wanting you to think about the fact that if they say that we bought this as quarry property, that there's a potential of losing
that
you,
income.
You understand what I mean? So, something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Public comment. No. Future agenda items?
Public, no. Management?
No. I do have a management comment when we get there.
When we're there.
Okay. So just to keep the board apprised, I am being called for active duty service in August, but it's only 3 weeks. So I won't be here for the August board meeting. We're probably gonna have to have our accountants come in 2 days in August to do payroll, do invoices, and cut checks. But we'll take care of everything else. Just 2 days. We'll take care of everything else. But you won't see me for the August board meeting. Unless they change things on me last minute, which wouldn't surprise me.
When are you leaving?
Are we having Juliana come over?
No, she's not able to come in. So we're going to have our accountants do it since they kind of know the system.
You'll be gone the last 3 weeks of August?
I'll be gone August 10th through August 31st. But then I'll be back. And that's my 2 weeks of training every summer. But this year is an oddball year, and so it's three.
Really?
They said it's the first time they've done a 3 week.
We're going to try a 3 week, then. See how it works out.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, so just to keep you apprised.
Okay.
After Ellie's statement, I have some.
Go ahead.
We put on the board agenda next month to. On the new speaker microphones, audio, PA system.
New PA system.
Oh, okay. What about you?
I have nothing.
Board member comments?
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to future finance and audit the 20th, regular board meeting on the 20th, personnel committee none, pass water regional alliance on the 24th.
We're not doing the 24th, I'm sorry. We're going every other month now.
Okay.
For alliance. Every other month, okay?
Okay. So it's not.
It's the only thing that we.
It's
have.
Not going to be July 24th?
Nope.
Okay.
Motion.
Make a motion to adjourn?
A second motion. Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
It's 21:13.
Oh, right. At least nobody was beating each other up. That's okay.